T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Wild Thing. A lot of people think of, Major League with Wild Thing.
Correct.
This is the original, right? The Trogs?
It is, yeah. The Trogs.
How about that? I'm coming out of my fog.
How the hell did you know that?
I'm coming out of my 2 o'clock fog.
You went interstellar there for a while.
Coming out of it. I'm emerging. From
out of the bookcase.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And mark my words, the Marlins will make the postseason again.
Look at that. Wow. Jimmy is throwing down the gauntlet on opening day. I don't think there's many people as excited for opening day as Jimmy, and I believe Tree. Tree is a huge baseball fan. He was knocking out the Marlins opening day roster, like the batting order today, without any kind of cheat sheet, and did pretty well. Jimmy, this is your favorite sport, or you just love opening day?
I like baseball. Like, I love baseball, but I love opening day especially.
Yeah, opening day is special. What is your father doing, Solana? Is he in Uruguay right now, or is he watching a little opening day baseball in about an hour?
Eduardo will do anything to avoid baseball. Anything. He's not a religious man. You tell him you want to go to church or you want to go to a baseball game, he'll go to church. I mean, he is...
doesn't like baseball at all.
Anti-baseball. Here's the problem.
Loves the Tour de France, so it's not like he doesn't like boring sports.
Loves the Tour de France. He loves bocce ball. Like, he likes the most mundane sports.
Huh.
But, Hawk, we went to a couple baseball games because my mom loves baseball. We played baseball growing up. We went to a couple baseball games at Pro Player back in the day. Swear, every single game my father went to went into extra innings. And he already he doesn't understand it already. They're like one-run games. He just ended up falling asleep. I'm pretty sure he's one of those fans that they would show on the Sunshine Network broadcast,
right?
Falling asleep with
great call with the Sunshine Network.
Yeah, with like a little mustard on his shirt. He is anti-baseball.
Sports Channel.
Had no idea. Whammy 69.
Nice.
Couple things going on. So our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We have a $250 gift card that you could win to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. You can watch baseball there. You can watch the tournament there. You can watch whatever you want there. It's such a great place. You got $250 to spend. That's a great prize. So if you want to register to win that, go to WQAM.com. Click on contests, and you can register to win the $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. We're going to get some headlines here, and then we're going to play you some Take Me Out to the Ball Games this hour, which is one of my favorite radio traditions that we have carved out over the last 10 years. 10 years, 10-year anniversary, Monday, for me on this show. For me doing Afternoon Drive on 560 QAM, my 10-year anniversary is Monday. We will celebrate. I'm thinking on Monday, Solana, I'm going to have Victor Bermudez, Zach Krantz, and Shea Tabb all on the show. That was my opening day lineup 10 years ago. But one of my favorite radio traditions, honestly, over the 10 years, I don't know when exactly we started it, but playing the Take Me Out to the Ball Games on opening day, just feels like baseball. And I do want to come up with some bets. Somebody just DM'd me on Instagram. They're doing a three-way parlay for today's Marlins game. Let me see what they had. It was like a Jake Berger home run, Luis Arias hit, and over on Lucardo strikeouts. Like, what are we going to do? Like, let's do something. We're just going to bet a Nerfy, or are we going to get a little cutesy?
Yeah, well, first of all, I can't watch the Marlins game. I've got the Rays game on for some reason. So, I mean, Tree,
what can you do from here?
What can I do?
He says nothing, and he gave you the finger.
That's great. That's awesome. Right. No, I mean, that's perfect. Opening day, 4 p.m., right in the middle of our show. I got to do headlines. We do a sports show. I can't watch it.
In fairness, I'm at the Amerant Bank Arena. There is a TV up here, but it's kind of their in-house, you know, feed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I can get Bally Sports Florida there, but I'll have to fire up the app or something.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure Tree can help with that over there as well.
He says no, and then he's eating more pretzels.
I like Yerfy in this Marlins game, Hawk, and I'm down to do a little parlay of just something, just a little something. We've got games starting now.
No, let me do a build a same game parlay. For the Pirates Marlins game. Come on, let's do a little
little
something here.
Let's go.
Who do you think hits a home run for the Marlins? Someone's going to hit a ding dong, right?
Yeah.
Jake Berger, Jazz Chisholm, Josh Bell, Brian De La Cruz, Nick Fortes.
Huh?
Catcher.
I like Jake Berger to hit a little ding dong.
Berger Monster Dong?
Yeah, I like Berger to hit a little ding dong.
All right, I'm building this parlay right now. Okay. Berger, ding dong. And then how about...
Is that first player to hit a home run or
no,
just
no,
any
just
player?
A home run during the game.
Okay.
How about hits? Luis Arias over 1.5. And then just to get a hit, De La Cruz, Anderson, Bell, Berger, Chisholm. How about Jazz Chisholm over you know, 0.5 hits? So he gets a hit today.
He gets a hit. I like it.
Okay.
Did a lot of talking over the offseason. He's got to back it up.
How about that? That two-leg parlay there, a Berger Monster Dong and a hit from Jazz Chisholm is plus 750.
Let's go. Let's
do
it.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Let's go.
I'm in.
All right, boom. I'm in, too.
My bet is in. I'm having a tougher time going on the Yerfy with you because I'm a big fan of the Nerfy.
All right, you go Nerfy, I'll go Yerfy.
I don't want to bet against you.
I mean, neither, but...
All right, we'll discuss it. Well, we still have 1 hour.
I've got to deposit a little more change here before I'm betting anything.
I'm going to have to soon.
Last couple weeks have been rough for me, man.
Oh, you don't know, brother. You got no idea. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. We'll play some Take Me Out to the Ball Games. We'll have some fun today. Doug Plagans will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Ed Jovanovski in the 5 o'clock hour.
Look at that. Couple buttons. I'm back in the green, baby. Let's go.
It's like when you put money in the Hard Rock account, you feel like it. Like you forget that it came from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, look at this. I've got a lot of money to play with again. It's your money. I do the same thing. Instead of going on a diet, I just buy pants with a bigger waist. And I feel like I've gone on a diet. I'm like, hey, look at me. I'm starting from scratch again.
Feels good, man. Look at that. Look
I'm
at that account,
baby. I'm up to a 46, size 46. I'm a 46 waist.
All right. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. When I lose a bet, I want to react like Kelly Oubre Jr. did last night on the court.
Trust me, that's exactly how I reacted to Cole Swider and Orlando Robinson the other night.
What's that fine going to be like for Kelly Oubre?
I mean, I don't know. It was in the heat of the moment. I don't know. I didn't think it was. I thought it was funny more than.
Bro, Hawk, he
it was
called.
Funny.
He went up to every official, pointed at them, called them a bitch, and then he said, "Your aunt's a bitch, your grandpa's a bitch, your mom's a bitch."
It's funny.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's a great meme, but, I mean, Adam Silver just going to turn the other way?
I mean, you heard Zach Gelb yesterday. Spineless Silver.
Spineless snake, Adam Silver. I don't know. I think dude gets suspended a game. I think it'll hurt his pocketbook, but I think the NBA might come down on him.
A suspension?
Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong, but I think so, man. I think so. By the way, shout out to those same officials who helped out the Miami Heat last night. I mean, an obvious foul, but they don't call it. We'll take it, baby. Let's go.
It was a good night for the Heat last night.
It was, yeah. Pacers and Sixers both lost. Miami tomorrow versus the Portland Trailblazers. Joe Cronin, not allowed in my building, you bum. Don't even think about traveling.
Get out of here.
The Florida Panthers are in action tonight. Obviously, Hawk is out at the Emirate Bank Arena. That'll be a 7 p.m. puck drop versus the New York Islanders.
So tonight, by the way, the game, the Panthers game, is on 560 WQAM. The Panthers telecast, just for your edification, the pregame show will be on Bally Sports Sun because the Marlins will be on Bally Sports Florida. And then the Panthers game tonight will be available to watch on both Bally Sports Sun and Bally Sports Florida.
Yeah, again, 7 p.m. Panthers got to get a dub. They've lost 5 of their last 6. So they could use a dubski tonight. Did you see – hey, Hawk, did you see Steph Curry yesterday, his reaction to Draymond Green getting ejected?
A lot of people suggesting he was crying.
I don't know if he was crying, but it looked like he was maybe holding back tears.
Worried about his friend, maybe. Got some anger issues.
Worried about making the playoffs, maybe.
Tried to mug who was it, Patty Mills or Terry Rozier?
He didn't try. I mean, he mugged Patty Mills, had him in a headlock.
You know, he missed part of the season because of anger issues, and now he's getting ejected a couple minutes in. He's crying for his friend. His friend needs help.
Bro, getting ejected 4 minutes into a game is – that's talent right there.
Well,
that's talent.
Did you – my mind, honestly, and this is how gambling – this is why – this is why leagues are so concerned about this stuff. My mind immediately went to Jonte Porter. Like, Draymond Green can get himself kicked out of a game easily right at the beginning if he wanted. That's where my mind went. I'm not suggesting that it had anything to do with overs or unders, but when you have a little breach like Jonte Porter, that can sully everything, and that's why leagues get so nervous about this stuff. The NCAA just petitioned the government to ban player props on NCAA action. So you can bet games, spreads, totals, but you can't bet player props. Now, I don't know if that'll pass or not, but that's what the NCAA wants.
Better not pass. I got to get these six-leg parlays in, brother. I did see somebody quote tweet the Steph Curry video where it appears like he's crying after Draymond gets ejected. And they tweeted, he's like the responsible one who put the Airbnb down payment on his credit card. He comes home and there's holes in the wall poop all over the counters.
Yeah, great call.
He's frustrated, bro, because
I get it.
They're about to get kicked out or bounced from the play-in tournament, and Draymond's getting ejected 4 minutes in for a foul call. That was clearly a foul.
I get it. Yeah. I'd be upset if I was him, too.
All right, by the way, Canes baseball. They'll play Clemson, who's the second-ranked team in the nation. It's a weekend series that starts today. So it's Thursday, tomorrow, and then Saturday. Because I believe it's Easter this Sunday. So they won't play on
tomorrow's
Easter.
Tomorrow's Good Friday. Sunday's Easter.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if you want to go catch a little extra baseball tonight, you can do so at the light. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Right now in Miami, partly cloudy, No worries if you're driving to Lone Depot Park. The roof will officially be closed. And it's actually a decent afternoon for opening day. Enjoy.
Yeah, opening pitch less than an hour away. And then tonight here in Sunrise, it's 2010's night at the Amerant Bank Arena. All fans in attendance upon leaving will receive a 2010's puck. And Keith Yandel and Sean Thornton will bang the drum pregame. Ed Jovanovski is participating in the ceremonial puck drop. A lot of sports action today and tonight in South Florida. We're going to give you some take me out to the ball games in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When did the Brewers move to the National League?
What city are the Brewers in?
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball.
We are an interesting baseball market, if nothing else. We are an interesting baseball market. So, Marlins opening pitch is about 40 minutes away. That's exciting. Panthers play tonight. That's exciting. I'm at the Amerant Bank Arena. Good coverage on the radio station today. I mentioned this earlier. I like it. You had Tobin and Leroy, Jay Figg, out at Lone Depot Park, get you ready for opening day. I'm out at the Amerant Bank Arena with Tree, get you ready for a little Panthers hockey tonight, which you'll hear on this station. I did put in that parlay, just so everybody knows, and I'm thinking about betting the Nerfy too, but I might just bet a couple more little things as we get closer. And then, of course, I'll be betting the Panthers tonight. Haven't decided what, but I will be betting them because they need one. All right, you want to play some Take Me Out to the Ball Games?
Yes. Let's go.
Opening day tradition, Solana?
Let's go, baby. I look
forward to this. You want to start with the cream of the crop? You want to start with the, you know, start with the big one?
I think there's a couple big ones. Aren't there? I mean, there's like three.
For me, Ozzy Osbourne is the creme de la creme.
Okay, all right.
You know, like that to me, that's a good way to get it started. Yeah. And again, if you don't listen to the show on the regular, I was trying to figure out the other day, too, are there any new listeners to this show, or is everyone in on what we do? I hear from so many people all the time, you know, and it's like, you've gotten me through this difficult time, and, you know, people know my 10-year anniversary is coming up Monday, and it's like, I listened when you started doing this. Do you think that there's any new listeners to our show on AM radio in 2024?
I do.
I figure with all the advertising, you know, you'd get more.
Look at that. Tree taking a shot at Odyssey.
Hmm. Wow.
Not enough marketing for Tree.
Questionable.
Look at that.
I do, Hawk, I really do. I do believe there's constantly people tuning in that maybe listen to other shows, other markets.
On the AM dial.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
I always find that to be fascinating. Well, regardless, if you are a new listener and you don't know that we do this every year, so Wrigley Field in Chicago, legendary, used to be Harry Carey, would sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, their broadcaster, would sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch. And when Harry Carey passed away, they started this tradition of bringing in a celebrity to perform it during the seventh inning stretch. And most of the time, it goes off without a hitch. Pretty easy song to sing. Doesn't take very long. You know, everybody, these celebrities, they got to get cutesy nowadays. You know, they can't just sing the song. They've got to make it all about them. And that's what happens sometimes. And then sometimes people just don't know the words or didn't prepare. They don't really know the traditions of it, which is what I think happened with Ozzy Osbourne. This is when he was like blown up because of the Osbournes, the show on MTV. This was like, you couldn't believe that Ozzy Osbourne, you know, was going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And, you know, if you know his career from Black Sabbath onto his solo career, he's not, you know, all there. And so this, for me, is my favorite. Imagine baseball diehards at Wrigley Field. It's one of the meccas of baseball. Baseball diehards at Wrigley Field. Here comes Ozzy Osbourne. His wife Sharon is up in the booth with him as well. He's, you know, English, so he's not even a baseball guy. He apparently didn't prepare, you know, the words. And this is what happened.
All right, Chicago. I want to hear a real crazy crowd start singing with me. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three, and let's go out to the ball game. Let's go out to the river. Take me in the river. Let's do. I don't remember what I have to do. And I'm going out to the you're out at the old ball game.
Hey! Now let's get some runs.
Yeah, let's get some runs. Come on, don't mess around. Let's get some runs, guys.
Tree is crying. That is such a great rendition. There's a million reasons why that is such a great rendition. Somebody texts in, by the way. I started listening in mid-2023.
Yeah.
Somebody else texts in, new, late 2023 on HD Radio. I guess there are some new listeners, probably haven't heard this stuff before. That is just precious on so many levels, because when it starts, it takes you half a second to realize he doesn't know a single word. Because he mumbles, and it's so easy. It starts, take me out to the ball game. It's not the hardest first line in the world to remember. I love that. All right. There you go, Ozzy Osbourne. Now, this one, Scottie Pippen, obviously Chicago legend, Scottie Pippen, all the championships with the Bulls. So he gets there. I forget this one. Is he maybe a little bit inebriated, Solana?
That's definitely a way to put it, Hawk. I would say he is in an altered state of mind, certainly.
Might be in an altered state of mind. He gets to the point, you know, where it's like one, two, three strikes, you're out. He gets there, and he's not 100% certain that it goes one, two, three. So he kind of mumbles, do. There's a lot going on here. This is a possibly inebriated Scottie Pippen singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ball.
Huh.
I don't care if I'm... Why is one, two, three strikes you're out at the ball game? Let's go, Cubbies!
There you go, Scottie Pippen. Brilliant.
Yeah!
I mean, he's a little out of it. He says, one... He's right. Yeah, he's like, I think I got it. This one we've created our own story for, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I think we've created the perfect story, the backstory for this. So this is Mike Ditka's version. Now, Ditka is a Chicago legend as well, obviously. The 85 Bears are one of the most beloved teams in the history of Chicago sports. So Ditka is up there to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Here's what I envision. He is in a suite, and he has invited some of his friends. The Cubs have said, hey, will you sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game? He says, yeah, give me a suite. And he has brought some of his friends, and they're drinking whiskey and enjoying some baseball. And, you know, he's a man's man. He's got the hot dog, and he's doing manly things at a baseball game with his friends. What I envision is that around the fifth inning, some intern from the Cubs walks into the suite and says, "Mr. Ditka, let's get you to the press box." And he looks and he says, "It's the fifth inning. We still got a couple innings left. Well, we want to make sure that we get you through the crowd, and we want to get you in, and we want to make sure we don't miss anything." And I think Ditka, again, I've completely made this up, but I think this is a very good possibility. So I think he kind of is like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm enjoying a baseball game with my friends, and they keep saying, come on, you got to go. And so now finally he's in the press box. Now, I think the seventh inning, top of the seventh inning, maybe goes a little while. There's a few hits. Maybe there's a pitching change. Now he's just standing there. This is what's going on in my head. I think he's standing there and he's stewing now because some guy took him out of his suite and said, you got to come now. And he ended up standing there for 45 minutes, which could happen. And so now it's his turn to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And he says, this is what you get for making me wait this long. And he just blazes through it, doesn't let the organist keep up with them, and he's just, there you go, and he slams the microphone down and he goes back to his suite. That's the way I picture this happening. I don't know if that's the case or not, but here is Mike Ditka.
A one, and a two, and a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. All these happy nuts and grandeur jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. I will run up for the whole team. If they don't win it, it's hey! One, two, three, smash it out at the old ball game.
And there you go. And he's gone. That's it. Now, this one, somebody texted in. They've obviously listened to the show before. They said, hey, if you play Gloria Estefan, be careful. You might have another little baby boom going on here. Crowder and I have maintained there is nothing wrong with this performance. Gloria Estefan put on a flawless performance of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field, and it is so sexy sounding. Her voice is so smooth that it's almost hard to grasp when you've listened to Ozzy Osbourne and Scottie Pippen and Mike Ditka how smooth and sultry Gloria Estefan's performances. This is an absolutely flawless performance of Take Me Out to the Ball Game from Miami's own Gloria Estefan.
All right, fans, let me hear you. I picked a great night for a Cubs game. A one, a two, a
What a great voice. Now, here's Cookie Monster.
Hello, Cub fans. Today, C is for Cubbies.
That's a good line to get the home crowd with you.
All right, let me hear you, Gary. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Me not care if me ever get back for its root. Root, root for the puppies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes you out at the old ball game.
Excellent rendition. Let's get some cookies at the end. Cookie Monster throwing it down.
Nailed it.
What a great opening day celebration this is. C is for Cubbies. I mean, that's a big lyric change. That's like when Taylor Swift changes a lyric for Travis Kelce. I mean, Cookie Monster saying C is for Cubbies? That's big news. He's a little gravelly voiced. So is Mr. T. This is a pretty good rendition. Mr. T, by the way, grew up in Chicago and also a Chicago legend. And I think my favorite part in this, he says, one, two, three strikes, you out. That's my favorite instead of you're out. Here's Mr. T.
All right, Cubs fans, let me hear it. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes you out at the old ball game. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go!
I pity the fool who doesn't root for the Cubbies. Hey, didn't we have, I'm looking at the list here, there was a rapper, Warren G. Don't we have a Warren G version?
I think you're right, Hawk.
Because he's got to yell, because we always pointed out he has to yell regulate, you know, regulators when he does anything. And then he had some, like, weird cadence when he performed it. We don't have the Warren G version?
No, I don't think we do.
That's in our Mount Rushmore of Take Me Out to the Ballgame performances.
Yeah. I got to look for it. Maybe it's in our old system. I'll double check here.
Because that one, that's one that I look forward to every year because he's got this weird vibe. He's got a very Warren G vibe when he's singing it. Because I'm looking on the list here, like Matt Nagy, is that any good? Do we know that was the Bears' former head coach? Is Matt Nagy, is that worth listening to?
It's short. I don't remember if it's worth listening to, but we can give it a shot here.
All right, fire it up.
Take me out to the ball.
Oh, wait, stop this one for a second. Stop this one for a second because we can restart it. If I remember correctly, the reason that we would play the Matt Nagy version is that he says penis instead of peanuts.
Huh, that actually does bring back some memories.
I believe this went viral because he says penis, not peanuts. Here is former Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
Take me out to the ball. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some penis and Cracker
Jack. Yeah, 100%.
I don't care if I never get back for its root. Root, root for the crowd. If we don't win, it's a shame for it.
go. Matt Nagy. Yes, I am 100% convinced he said penis, not peanuts there. We'll try to get the Warren G version for sometime before 6 o'clock because I think that one is worth listening to. You can have the first pitch in the Marlins game, 10 after 4, so just over 20 minutes from now. You have the puck drop here in Sunrise, 7 o'clock tonight. You're going to hear the game on 560. Doug Plagans will join us. He's a big baseball fan, by the way. We can talk some opening day with him, but we'll talk some Panthers with Plagans in the 4 o'clock hour. Ed Jovanovsky is going to stop by in the 5 o'clock hour. Do you have the Warren G version
now?
Yeah,
we got the Warren G version.
You found it? Okay,
found
so this is the rapper Warren G, and everything that I said, right? He's got to yell regulators at the beginning because what's the point of having Warren G anywhere if he doesn't yell regulators? And then he's got a real weird, cool... You know, we talked yesterday about, like, Fergie kind of putting her own mark on the national anthem. Warren G kind of put his own mark on Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Here it is.
Cubby fans! Mount up! Oh, 1, 2, 3! Take me to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't
They're
care
booing
if
them.
I never come back. Let me root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Let's get the run winner.
Mount up, not regulators that he has to yell because he's mount up. Yeah. That's a weird start to that song. He lost the crowd immediately by doing that. There you go. That's our celebration of opening day. We'll take me out to the ball game, get everybody in the mood. All right, we'll take a break here from the Amerant Bank Arena. 4 o'clock hour comes at you next.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The only reason anyone knows Ron Washington's name is because he did cocaine.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.